British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he hopes that a conference in London early next year will be a bridge back to the stalled roadmap to Middle East peace. He made those comments today during a visit to Israel and the West Bank. Blair met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and PLO Chairman Mahmoud Abbas. From Jerusalem, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The subject of the conference Blair is rallying support for is quite specific, aiding reforms in the Palestinian Authority after next month's presidential elections. But as the Prime Minister described it, the goal is more ambitious, to make sure that Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and a small part of the West Bank next year is not an isolated step, but a move toward a two-state solution. In separate news conferences with Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas, Blair said he wants the international community to help the next Palestinian president implement political, economic, and security reforms. He suggested this was the only way back to the roadmap, the plan put forth in 2002 by the U.S., the EU, Russia, and the United Nations.
Unless there is a genuine, viable partner in terms of the institutions of democracy, the institutions necessary for proper economic working, and the measures necessary on security to give Israel the confidence that it requires, unless that is in place, we are never going to get back into the roadmap. And I can make a speech about the roadmap, or someone else can, but it's not going to happen.
Prime Minister Sharon said the Gaza withdrawal plan originated as a unilateral move because then he had no partner. But now, he said, if a new Palestinian leadership is prepared to end terrorist attacks, the diplomatic efforts could resume. But Sharon repeated several times that he's talking about far more than the visible efforts to thwart armed Palestinian factions described in the roadmap itself. He insisted on a complete cessation of attacks as a precondition.
So if it will be completely quiet, but I don't speak about an effort. In this part of the world, declarations, speeches, even agreements are not important. Only acts. So if the needed acts will be taken, then we'll be able to move to the roadmap.
Some Palestinians complained that Blair appeared to be helping Sharon move the goalposts, calling on the Palestinians to exceed their obligations under the first phase of the roadmap before Israel would even consider carrying out its own obligations. That was not lost on Mahmoud Abbas, who through a translator reminded journalists that this plan for a two-state solution was supposed to involve simultaneous steps by both sides.
If Prime Minister Sharon has mentioned that there are Israeli obligations that they have to fulfill, that's precisely what the roadmap is about, reciprocal commitments taken by both sides, expected by the international community. And this can be the starting point for a short trip towards peace, the desirable peace.
Abbas, the front-runner in next month's Palestinian presidential elections, added that the Palestinians have made a strategic decision to embrace democracy and to forego violence in pursuit of a negotiated solution with Israel. He said what's expected from Israel is a halt to construction of Jewish settlements and the Israeli barrier now going up in and around the West Bank. Amid the hopeful rhetoric for the future, present-day violence continued. 4 Palestinians and 1 Israeli were killed in separate shooting incidents in Gaza and the West Bank. Witnesses said more Palestinian homes were demolished by Israeli forces in Gaza, and more Palestinian rockets were launched at Jewish settlements there. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.